Welcome to the Art of Construction Deep Dive Series with Ground Up Construct, changing the way the construction world employs its workforce. In this three-part series, I, Devin Tilley of the Art of Construction, will host Ground Up Construct founders, leaders, and users to explore everything you need to hire the right people. Listen in to see if you are maximizing your hiring ability in the ever-changing workforce. Hey Tribe, I'm so excited to dive in and have a fireside chat with Munns and Denton. And I know you're listening to these shows, so the intro is going to be a little bit different today. So if you go back and listen to show 131, you'll get the full speed round of getting to know Munns, the owner, and Denton, his right-hand guy, and his previous window and door company. And they have sold that and now moved on to Ground Up Construct. And today we're going to take that deep dive, or if you go back to show 142, we kind of talk about the overall awareness of the industry. And so we're going to have some fun on the speed round today. So it's not your favorite beverage. If you want to know about that, go back to those other shows. Today, we're going to go in and we have solved the world's problems. And we're going to go in and solve those problems. So let's dive in and have a fireside chat with Munns and the ownership and employer side. And Denton's going to be speaking on the employee side. This is going to be an awesome chat. Let's go have some fun. Lock and load. Denton, welcome back, my man. I'm so pumped to hear everybody has a job. How did that happen?
I don't even know what to say, Devin. I mean, this weekend was unbelievable. I'm still trying to even process what happened. We had, I don't know how many, we're still tallying them all up, but the amount of people who signed up onto our site over the weekend, they're all from a small area of northern Canada, Ontario. Every job that we had on there, including jobs that just we had open in the country for construction, they applied and were hired. So I don't know how Ground Up Construct did it, but we did it.
Well, in Munns, and everybody's a master of construction. Just it happened. Boom.
Over the weekend, it was incredible. We had a 3-hour training class. Everybody came and showed up, and at the end of that, they were all trained and they're out. They're working today, Monday morning, April 1st. They're working.
And Denton, you had the perfect NCAA college bracket as we're right here going into the Final Four on April 1st.
I did. With all the upsets that everybody thought was an upset, I saw exactly what was going to be happening. I've held back for most of my life of ever doing these brackets just because I have that kind of mindset to know what's going to happen in the future. But this is the year I decided to put my name in the hat. And bracket's still good, intact.
Boy. April Fools hit us hard, right?
Let's be honest. Just to think that many people had computers with the ability to do online training that quickly—that would have been the amazing part as well. I don't even know if we could ever hit those numbers.
Well, it's so honored to be leading this conversation. When I said, "Guys, what should we do?" If they haven't listened to another show, let's not do the same old deep dive. And they're like, we're recording this here on April Fool's Day. Let's have some fun with that and say it's far from solved, right? And we're going to go through and have a fireside chat. And we're going to talk through today from what is Ground Up Construct? Why the heck did you start this thing? Let's give some recommendation from the employee side with Denton saying, you know, what's your recommendation for employees? And Munns talk about employers. And then we're going to go back and talk some case studies and some real world experiences of how we got there. Does that sound like a good fireside chat for you guys on Deep Dive episode 143 here today?
I can't wait.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So let's go in and have some fun because we don't have all this solved. And let's start off in Denton. Tell us what is Ground Up Construct. And if you want to step above that, go back and listen to the other shows with these guys where we really educated the industry and find the pain and fix it of what are we going to do about labor in construction. So what is Ground Up Construct?
Yeah, like you mentioned, the past episodes, we've talked about how it came out of pure fear. We created Ground Up Construct because I think there's a lot of tools that are in front of us right now that we utilize for so many different industries and different types of positions, different career paths, but we've never had anything specific for our employee. And as an employer in construction, that's a big gap. LinkedIn really came in and filled a void of being able to create this like national global networking of people in business and in all kinds of different industries. And even in our construction side, we've got business developers and stuff who exist on there, but you know, our tradespeople don't exist on there. And it's because, I don't know if it's because they don't feel welcomed on it or, you know, for some of them, they just feel like it's a, you know, hey, I don't have time for that kind of thing, or I don't need another social media tool. But the reality is what LinkedIn created was this device to be able to connect people. And so Ground Up Construct is literally, there's a lot of things from LinkedIn that we thought were great tools that we wanted to make more specific for our field guys. And that was the ability to really highlight what they do. A traditional resume CV, when put into the hands of anybody writing a resume, is daunting and overwhelming. And so we created an outline to really walk them through and highlight those things that as an employer, and Josh will talk about next, is that we wanted to walk them through the process so that they could really highlight who they are, what they want to be, and what they've done, as opposed to just saying, hey, I've worked here, here, and here, and here's a list of all my skills. There's not a single guy that I've ever had working for me in the field who could actually fit on one page, two page, all the things they know how to do. But if they're able to actually highlight the projects that they've done with pictures, it completely paints the picture for me. You know, as far as window and door guys, there's a big difference between guys that are doing tract work versus custom work. And then there's an even bigger difference from the commercial guys. We wanted to create this outline for them to walk through and really highlight what they've done and how that would be a good fit for maybe their future employer, and really showcase who they are, without it being the daunting task of having a Word document open that's blank and their mind being blank as well. I myself have lived through that. Trying to write a resume is one of the worst things on earth because you're being forced to talk about yourself. Well, with this outline, it really walks them through to hit those key points that we're looking for as employers when we're hiring. You know, whether it's the certificates that they have, what, you know, are they OSHA 10, OSHA 30, boom lift, you know, these things are the things that as an employer is looking for to see who can get up and going fast, right? Well, we wanted to highlight that through a real more visual resume and give employers the tools to be able to find those guys.
Awesome. So, and as a customer of Ground Up Construct with my window and door company, I think I wear two hats pretty well to say, as you guys have been educating me on your platform, you've done a great job of kind of pairing up these tools that people know of. And when I say tools, I mean the social media stuff most of the people we really are talking about are scared of and don't want to do with. So overarching, you're kind of talking LinkedIn is kind of that overarching platform that you guys are looking at for guidance to build your tool. But within that, you actually have the matchmaking service of employee to employer. And inside of that, you're working with that to you understand what, for example, a glazer, what an employer and employee knows when you talk about OSHA, this and that, where a lot of the people guiding this right now from an HR perspective aren't putting those two together. So Munz, can you circle that back and tell us, why did you start this thing, man?
Well, you know, for years, we all, as a business owner, we would think, hey, we have a position open. Let's put an ad up on whatever job site, job board we had. And let's hope that magically the job I have open and magically there's a guy looking or a person looking for that job. And we all come together in that 30-day window. And it's just the stars align and we all dance on the beach because my job was open at the same time I needed him. And we know that doesn't exist. And that's what was frustrating for me is that I didn't feel like I had a place, one, that was affordable, and two, that was a platform that could really provide insight to my company. And so I really wanted to create a place to build a year-round recruiting platform so that I could always be hiring. I could always be out looking for those people because I'm always hiring. In my business, when I was running Envision Glass, I was always hiring. I was always looking for that next person to join our team. And there was no platform that was available for us to really say, hey, this is who we are as a company. We have a great company culture. We have awesome company benefits. We have great success stories of people who've started with us sweeping the floor and are now managers of their divisions. We have all these success stories, almost impossible to highlight that in a, you know, in an Indeed job ad, you know, where it's a bunch of text and it's like, this is the job that I want and this is the duties and this is what I'm looking for, and over a 30-day period. That didn't cut it for me. And I really wanted to create a place where employers could spend the time looking for the right people to join their team rather than hoping that they magically align within the 30 days they put that job ad up. And I wanted a place for employees to feel more comfortable about who they are in their profession, to really, so I could really see. We've hired or interviewed numerous people who've said they have tons of experience here, they've done this, and they come in and fill out our application. They don't necessarily have a resume. And then we get them on the job, and 30 days later, we find out they didn't know anything that they said they knew. There was no proof to the pudding. And so it's a way for us to really bring people together so the employer has a better understanding of who they're interviewing and the employee has a much better understanding of who they're going to work for, so we can build careers and not just fill jobs.
Awesome. And so the next layer I want to go to is a lot of people that are helping us with these Indeed. We have different recruiters or HR people that are helping us because all of us small business owners wear so many different hats. So Denton, if I'm, you know, the whole train the trainer, if I'm an employee, a potential employee in the construction silos that have built up that we passionately call the art of construction, what is your recommendation as an employee with an arsenal of OSHA this and boom reference that and wants to build a career? What's your recommendation for those employees? What should they do in the art of construction?
So one of the biggest things is really reflect back, you know, very first, just this is just personal. This isn't without any tools that exist. These guys need to reflect back and realize, for one, that they're the absolute professionals. We haven't, you know, that's a whole narrative thing that we could get into, and that's a whole other deep dive. But, you know, the construction issue that we have right now is that we've never considered all these guys professionals. We've called lawyers, we've called doctors, finance people. Those are professionals, yet the reality is none of them have a building to work in without a professional who built it. And that's what we, you know, that's a self-reflection thing. That's something to change a mind. But look at themselves as the professionals they are and start going through what is it you've done, you know, and look at Ground Up Construct as an opportunity to really highlight that. You know, getting signed on with us, getting through our platform, we're here to actually help you build that out. We want to really start showcasing how this can be a tool that will reshape what our recruiting process looks like in construction. You know, you look at web development and graphic designers and everything, their whole world is about a portfolio, right? It's not necessarily how long you work somewhere, it's what have you created? Well, all of our guys are artisans essentially, and they need to have that portfolio to show off what they've created. And we have that available to them on groundupconstruct.com. So they can get on there. And don't be overwhelmed. Contact Josh or myself directly. I mean, it's only me and him working here. We're here to walk through and do those. We're looking forward to soon doing a lot of some different videos and some webinars to where we can really walk through with these candidates to create these pages. But, you know, really start showcasing who you are. Have, you know, put that out there. Be proud of what you've done and realize that you're the professional in this industry that we need so desperately. And have that ability to, you know, use Ground Up Construct as your megaphone for telling people what you've done.
And that's going to help them to take that next step in their career where they're looking for that next step. Like, that's something that we haven't done in construction very well, is asking our employees, what is that next step for you? What do you want to do in the future of your career? How are you going to continue to evolve your career as you go through this process? And so, we really wanted to create a place for the employees in the construction industry to be able to find those next steps. So if you're a professional in construction, you've been doing your trade for a long time and you're looking for that next step, that next jump in your career because the company you're at doesn't either offer it or doesn't have the benefits you deserve, then you need to start searching as an employee. Start searching for that company who will take you to the next step in your career. And that's really what our recommendation would be for employees at the highest point is, you're a professional, go get what you deserve and go get the career that you want for the future of your life. Don't feel like you're stuck, you know, plumbing houses all day. Don't feel like you're stuck doing this. There should be succession plans to every career, whether it's construction or finance or whatever it is. And so we, as an employee in construction, go find what's next for you and go build what's next, as we said.
Awesome. And AOC is honored to have you guys as this brand new startup that have found this major pain and working to fix it. And you guys lived this as you owned Envision Glass before you sold that. So now you're in a spot where you really saw this need, but you have the boots on the ground experience to do that. And that's a big deal for on the employer's side. Munz, what's your recommendation for employers in construction where this sits and Ground Up Construct that you're passionately going after to be this matchmaking service for these amazing artisans, as Denton put it, on the employee side?
Well, there's great examples of companies who have taken this kind of a path or this kind of a thought process to building their company. And there's companies like, Belfour Construction is a new partner that came on our site recently. And, you know, they're a global company. They have hundreds of locations across the United States. They have a great company culture. And so in construction, you see businesses all the way from a single person, you know, who's out running his business by himself every day to these global massive companies. And people always wonder, how did they get there? Well, the best thing that employers can do, especially at this point in time in our industry, in our workforce, in the way that our country is going, is to have a plan and to think about what you want to do with the future of your business and how you want to get there. And as we all know, it starts with our employees. Without our employees, especially if you're, you know, a decent sized company, you're not going to get work done. And so your employees are what helps you grow, but you need to have that structured and planned attack to it. You know, putting the job ad up on ZipRecruiter or Indeed for 30 days and hoping to fill that magical position is just filling a hole. But taking a long-term approach or a strategy to growing your company is what we really want to help these companies accomplish by taking that year-round recruiting strategy, that long-term approach to always be hiring, because you don't know who is looking for that next opportunity, who's moving to your city, or, you know, just who isn't happy at the current position that they have. And so when you're always out there promoting your company as an employer and why people should come work for you, you're going to attract better candidates and better people, which is going to build a better company. And you can do that by focusing on your employees through culture and through benefits and through training and through succession plans. And that's why I highlight, you know, Belfour. They, as we got into a deep dive with them and really understood their business from an employer side, they actually have tracks. So when you get hired in as a water damage laborer, you start off just cleaning up the mess that they go to clean. But then you have track one and track two and track three that builds you up through the company, and you know what you're going to do. So when you start there as a laborer, you get to know track two is this, track three is this, I'm going to make this much money. And it gives the employee, some goals to work towards. And in construction, there's a companies who've done this, and they're massively successful and big companies, and there's companies who haven't. And so we really want to give these employers an opportunity to take a different approach. Think about the future of your business and take that long-term strategy to recruiting and hiring rather than just trying to fill a hole. And that's, I can't stress that enough, because the successful companies that are out there have been doing this for a long time, and there's plenty of examples to show.
Awesome. So if I'm hearing you right, you're saying from the employer standpoint, you have to get out of your own way and understand that employees want structure. So if you're the leader of the company, you have to build a culture, but you have to have a system like you explained with Belfour of that proven process that comes with here is that plan to the whole goal is to move everybody up within the company to have a stronger company and stronger culture. Is that kind of a good synopsis of that?
Yeah, and it can happen with any size company. It doesn't matter if you have 10 employees or if you have 1,000 employees. It doesn't matter the size of your company. If you want to keep people working for you, they have to have a goal in mind to move up and continue to grow in their career. If people are just stagnant in their career and they don't know what's next for them, then they're always looking for the next opportunity. And when they hear that the guy down the street's hiring for 50 cents more an hour, the grass is always greener and it's more money, so let's go. But if that employee knows, hey, if I continue to work here and I do this, by this time next year, I'm going to be able to do this and make this much more money or have this more responsibility. It's having goals aligned. And that doesn't matter if you have 10 employees or 1,000. It's people want to have opportunity to grow. People want to have opportunity to move up in the company. And they obviously want to make more money. Who doesn't? But if you don't have that, 50 cents an hour looks so much better for the next guy down the street rather than having that long-term goal with your employees and keeping your workforce on board and retaining them to grow your company. Because the longer you have employees that work with you, the more they understand the company, the more they understand the goals and the missions, and the more aligned they are with you. And the sky's the limit. It's you can be as successful as you want to be, but it all starts with structured and planned, you know, workforce.
Awesome. So I'm in. We're in the third show here. We're ready to go with Ground Up Construct. I'm going to my thought process here, guys, is to go on a little journey as Josh Munns on kind of the employer side and Josh Denton on the employee side. And my thought process for you guys is to go back in time and bring us up to where we are today of Munns. Let's go back in time when you were the owner of Envision Glass and you owned a window and door glazing supply and install company. And let's talk about how you did it then. And then Denton, you talk about how you would recommend doing it now through Ground Up Construct when it comes to bringing up your workforce. So let's start off by saying, Denton, how many resumes did you get for a glazer while owning a window supply and install company?
Oh, such a painful time. So 2017, Josh and I had obviously aligned on where we wanted to take Envision, opportunities that we had. And so we knew that we needed workforce to be able to make those things happen. We needed multiple different levels. We needed guys from an entry-level side, and we needed guys who could lead teams. This is both in Las Vegas and in Reno. And we aligned on that, and it was like, okay, we need these spots filled. And I said, no problem. I got this. You know, I've got the marketing part of this. We can figure this out. So we started listing these positions available. We had maybe six or eight total. And as far as actual resumes, not just somebody who rose their hand and said, hey, I applied on Indeed, the resumes were probably under 10, maybe eight or nine of them. And you could definitely tell that most of them didn't write them themselves. It was somebody assisting them, which was the difficulty because I'm reading through it and there's a disconnect of, hey, we're asking for this experience. And this person kind of hit the keynotes, but they didn't explain the depth so that we understood that they knew what we were looking for. And in most cases, when I did interview them, they did say, yeah, no, I didn't make the resume. They, you know, my spouse, my wife, somebody helped me out. And so I was like, man, this kind of stinks. I'm not getting the actual picture of what it is that you could do, because I was also worried that, hey, I hope I didn't pass on somebody because they didn't know how to define their resume. And so we got very few resumes. I got a few applications. I got probably 35 applications. Some of these people from across the nation, but I only got really, you know, under 10 resumes. And so that's where the Ground Up Construct side came in, is that we wanted to make this ability for people to see the careers available by the employers, but also be able to really highlight who they are and start really showcasing what it is we were looking for through the different outlines that we've created on Ground Up Construct for the employee.
So Munns, how many people did you hire from the, I would now say, a traditional way of Indeed or back in the day, you know, from that? How many people did you actually hire that way?
Well, that's really where this took a turn for us, is that, you know, when I look back at those years and the focus that we have now after the research and the time we put into this, you know, we were doing it wrong. We were doing it like everybody else was doing it. We were trying to fill these positions. I was signing contracts before I actually had employees in place because it took that long to get going. And then now the contract's here and it's now we're scrambling to get work done. And as you know, as a business owner in this world, especially large commercial, we're signing our personal guarantees to these. We're doing payment performance bonds. We're doing, you know, guarantees that we're going to get this work done. When I sign a contract, I'm putting my whole livelihood on the line, and I wasn't doing it the right way. And that's where this came from, is I was really feeding all these job boards, you know, with a lot of money. We spent over $7,000 in a matter of, you know, 8 months trying to recruit and hire. And of those maybe 25, you know, 30 applicants we got, we ended up hiring maybe two of them. And none of those guys are with us today because we were just trying to fill holes, and it was a very, very stressful time for us, but we were doing it wrong. And that's really where this came from, is that self-reflection of like, man, why isn't this working? And we really started to dive into what we were doing wrong, and we were doing it all wrong. 100%. We were throwing money at job boards. We were hiring the people that came in the door that were applying for a job at that moment in time. And we were hoping that they would magically fit. And that's where this all came into fruition for Ground Up Construct, was we're just, there's got to be a better way. And so we really went down the path of how can we attract people to our company for who we are and attract the right candidate and plan and structure this out. So we started turning away work left and right to not get ourselves in these positions. And that's where we ended up coming up with Ground Up Construct, was we really need a place to do this, this, and this, and it didn't exist. And so I was doing it all wrong, and I'm happy to admit it. And in hindsight, you know, had I continued to work with Envision Glass and done that, I don't know where our company would be, you know, 2 years later with this type of approach. But, you know, we were doing it all wrong. And that's really was the scariest part of it, is that we were just hoping to magically fill those holes, and that it doesn't exist that way.
Well, I appreciate you guys being real about it. And, you know, there's falling on your sword, and I'll raise my hand here as a small business owner. And all of us listening to this are saying, you don't know what you don't know, and you're jaded by what you think you know. We all know we need our employees, and is what makes the business grow, and it's the right employees. And I say it's the right person in the right seat. So we got to this here. Now we're in a spot. Denton, what does Ground Up Construct, how does it solve this Indeed, what do I do to find people dilemma that we're under?
Well, we're in the beginning, and it's not a solve yet. What it really is a formula to improve the process already and actually be specific for our industry. You mentioned that we, as small business owners, we bring on recruiters and such. You know, the difficulty is to really, how do you explain to a recruiter who has been probably, you know, solely in HR and this kind of world for a very long time, to let them understand what it means to have, and I'll speak specifically to Windows, a guy who knows how to install Wyland doors. It's a whole, you know, it's really hard to understand how, what is it I'm looking for? What, who is that person? And so we, you know, in our process in the beginning, we always thought about the owner, but we also know that we have employees for us who are helping with this recruiting process as well. And what we wanted to create is this ability for them to actually visually see what it is this person's skills are and how they can apply to your company. And so, you know, it's not a solution. It's a sharper tool to be able to hit our needs in construction. I don't think that there's anything that exists that's just a solve. We clearly have a lot of years that we've got to make up for by not pushing people into the career of construction. And we've got to really look at who we have in construction and how they need to be in the best seat or the right seat to be doing the right thing for us. There's guys that we need to be succession planning and moving forward. So as far as a solution, Ground Up Construct won't be ever the solution, but it will be the sharper tool that will help you cut through exactly what you need to do in your business in construction and put a tool into people's hands who are helping you with that recruiting process. You know, in most cases, it's an operations manager or somebody. And for the most part, there's probably enough experience to really kind of understand what people need. But if I talk to a foreman and say, hey, how was that hire we made? I will probably get some pushback most of the time, because they'll be like, I didn't know this, that person, you know, she didn't know that. I don't know what, you know, I know we're having a hard time getting people to apply, but this has kind of been difficult. So we really wanted to create a visual aspect to this so that we can actually have these tools in people's hands who are doing the recruiting and be more aligned with their field leaders so that we're finding that right person.
Well, it's attracting that right person as well. It's taking the time to find the right person that fits within your company, or taking the time to train them. And that's where the training that Ground Up Construct offers is so important, because right now, with our unemployment as low as it is, and as our industry continues to move forward and our economy has its ups and downs, we don't automatically have all these people that are out there. Our industry is getting older. The people who work in it are getting older. As owners, we need to focus better on our training. So, you know, I see all these job ads that are up, and we've been having a good time with them, you know, reading through some of these job descriptions that are on these job boards, and these people are looking for this magical creature. They're looking for this person who knows everything about their business and come in and solve their problems. I mean, I literally saw a job ad the other day that asked for the person to have experience in drywall and painting and windows and doors and trim and siding. And it's like, you're looking for a general contractor. You're not looking for an employee. And so, you know, it's really about finding that right candidate that's going to fit within your company, whether it's training them or somebody's looking for that next step. It's not plugging that hole constantly, because that's a revolving door that doesn't work. And that's why turnover in construction is so high, because we're not taking those steps to develop and build our people up.
Totally. And it boils down to, as Denton from the employee side is the right person, and Munns on the ownership side is the defining the right seat. And that's what we're talking about. Every company has its ups and downs. Every employee has its ups and downs. And it's working together as putting the right person in the right seat. And I would say you've created a platform for employees and employers to engage with experts in the middle that are having those conversations to put that together. That's where I'm really intrigued about what you guys are doing, because you're taking it to the next level instead of that finding that perfect person in an application that us as business owners spend a lot of time trying to create these job descriptions to go out and find these unicorns. And that's not how it works. It's going out and finding a good person that matches your company and a good fit, and then training them up into the systems mutually and working together and train the trainer. When you talk a little bit more, Denton, about when you said you guys help with training, what does Ground Up Construct, when I say the word training, what are you there if I were to call you and reach out to you one way or another? What would training, how would that work?
So we partnered and are an accredited training sponsor to be able to implement the different levels through all the trades as far as the training with NCCER. So we have the ability to actually come in and train your lead guys. We're not coming in to train them how to be an electrician, not the guys that we're training to train. We're training them how to be leaders and to be trainers. And then when you're hiring, instead of, you know, going back a little bit, you know, we keep saying finding a unicorn. And I think that that's a really good point. You know, Todd DeWalt mentioned on your show this delusion of we have a skilled trades gap and everything. And it's like, no. We also have the wrong people in the wrong spots and everything, or we have the right people there, but we need to augment them. And that's those leaders in our field that know so much about our business, whether they're electrician, framer, finished carpentry. Those guys have all these skills. Why don't we augment them and teach them to be the trainers? And so our ability is to come in and we train those trainers to really understand the curriculum and understand the tools that come with that. Because when you hire an entry-level person who's saying, hey, I want to be this, how do I get there? You can put them through that training with us. And so they're doing on-the-job training with your field leader who's been trained by us to be a trainer. And then they're doing about 45 minutes to an hour and 15, maybe 5 days a week of online training to really reinforce that on-the-job training so that they're learning the vernacular. They're learning blueprint. They're learning construction math. They're learning these things that we don't have time to do in the field. Again, this is a different aspect to the typical traditional university training, schooling. But it's the whole idea is that we all know that once they're in the field, there's a lot of things that change if you only learned in a classroom. So we really need to have both of those items. But then there's also the knowledge base that we don't get to give people by only doing on-the-job training. So we need both sides. And so we're able to come in and implement that and start really building your team up from the ground up.
Awesome. So as an employer, Munns, can you walk us through how the platform works? If I'm interested now, you know, you guys are putting, it's free for potential employees to build their services on the platform. How does it work if I'm an employee to get engaged, and how does the platform work cost structure-wise?
So yeah, we wanted to make sure that the employees have a place to, and this is candidates in general, have a place to learn a little bit more about construction and learn about building their career. For so long in construction, you know, I feel that people felt kind of stuck in their career, stuck in their path. And so we really wanted to educate the employees on taking those next steps, you know, in their career, finding good employers to work for, and getting training to build up your career. And this is for people who are new to construction, who want to get into it, and for people who have been in the industry for a long time. From the employer side of things, we believe in a long-term approach to recruiting and hiring. I don't believe that the 30-day job ad on Monster, ZipRecruiter, Indeed, you know, any of these sites that are, you know, just very generic job boards have millions of people are worth your time. It doesn't make any sense to me as an owner of a company to spend my time sifting through 100 resumes of people who applied to a job that they don't match at all. And so I really, for the employers, we want to create a long-term approach to your recruiting strategy. So it's a year-round commitment on the platform. We have different levels of pricing that are affordable because, again, I think that taking this long-term approach and promoting who you are as an employer to attract the right candidate is a better solution to a 30-day job ad. And so it's a year-round platform. The employer gets a company page, and essentially what we've created are many employer web pages for these companies. So the employer can really highlight who they are as a company, what their culture is like, what benefits that they offer, whether they pay for healthcare or they pay for a part of it, what 401k plans that they have, you know, what time off looks like, you know, really what it is you're going to get working for them other than, you know, the dollar an hour fee or wage that they're paying. And then to talk about the projects that they work on, to really highlight, you know, a window company or, you know, it's completely different in commercial or residential. And so understanding that as an employee saying, oh, look at what these guys do. These guys build, you know, huge buildings or they do remodels. Getting a deep dive into who they are as an employer is what's going to attract the right candidate. And so we really created a page for the employers to focus on who they are as an employer to attract the right candidate. And so they get to highlight projects. They also highlight their team. So who's the leaders of the company? Who's been there for a long time? And so as an employer, when you're looking through this, you get to actually see who the company is from employer side, who the management team is, what projects, and it's really a deep dive into it. And then they can put the careers that they have on there as well and really highlight what availability they have. I would say if for any company, if it was me, I would absolutely have every job up on my company has all the time because you never know. Why not? And it's that long-term approach to always be hiring, always be recruiting because you never know who's out there.
Awesome. Such awesome stuff. And on your webpage, you have it broke down into a really nice four-step process. Denton, can you close the loop here and just walk us through your four-step process with Ground Up Construct?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the first is just taking a step toward recruiting. It's just something that has not been actively talked about in construction. We have industries who have proven that it absolutely is necessary. And in a day and age when people are, you know, there's so much content about, you know, different career opportunities, you have to be, you know, really in the forefront. You cannot just go, hey, we start a project in 3 weeks. I need to get some guys. It just doesn't work like that anymore. And so, you know, taking the next step is just really signing up for us. And then that ability to find candidates. So on our site, as we're building this, you know, this candidate pool of people, it gives you as a partner the ability to actually search for them. I know that there's other tools by Indeeds and such that you can search for them, but that's based on them filling out a resume and them saying the right thing in the resume so that you could find them. Whereas we're going to say, hey, in this area, we have a guy who's a glazer. We have a guy who's a framer, and you can actually start searching for them and actively actually recruit them as opposed to waiting for that guy to apply to you or walk through your door. And then grow with the candidates. You know, one of the things that we keep talking about is this finding of a unicorn. I actually think we're looking for a unicorn, but the unicorn definition needs to change. It's not a guy with 6 years of experience who can go and run his own team. We're actually really looking for that person who wants to grow a career and be a partner of yours and work for your company. Now, if that person's checking off those things, that's kind of a unicorn right now. So we want to build them from the ground up, get them into a training program so that not only can you train them in the field that you are focused in, but also how is it that they are your company's employee? Because from glazing shop to glazing shop, framer to framer, everybody does something a little bit different, and that's building that person from the ground up. And then you're really owning your future because you have an year-round recruiting process that you're making sure that you always have the right people in the right spot, but you're also building people up to where you need to get them to and looking at your tenured people, giving them an opportunity to step into that next position who, when we can put them into those types of positions, we could highlight some amazing, we can unlock potential that we probably never had or knew that we had with them.
Such great stuff. And we're honored here to be taking this deep dive journey together, just like we did with Builder Trend. On the next episode, we're going to be talking from a client's perspective, and we have lots of great stuff to discuss. So in closing, anything you guys want to leave us with here and have them wishing for more to come talk on with us on Deep Dive 3, Denton, we'll go with you, and we'll send off and see you guys here on the next Deep Dive series. Denton?
Yeah, so, you know, first off, we're just honored to be able to be asked to do this. I mean, when we started, this was two guys who, you know, never thought we would be in a software business, or actually didn't even think what we were creating was a software business or anything. We just knew that we had a love for the industry we live in and work in, and we wanted to improve it. You know, getting to listen to Builder Trend on the other episodes, it's amazing to see what, you know, 10 years, 11 years down the line, where things can go. You know, you're having us on, and we're really early on, but we are encouraged by the conversations that we've been creating, as well as the insight that we're getting from employers of how to really improve recruiting and our workforce in construction. And we believe that, you know, we're seeing that the tools that we have early on brought on are working, and there's things that are working, but we're excited for the future of things that we want to bring on as well. And I think we're going to talk about that on the next episode.
Awesome. Mun, send us off wanting more.
Well, guys, Devin, first of all, thanks for having us on. And like I said, I think the future is yours if you want to own it. Take the steps that are necessary. Become the leader that you want to become in your company, and make life easier. As I know from my experience, working in construction, owning your business is extremely difficult. We can make things easier on you. We can help you create those careers and put people in positions that'll ease the stress of you, so you're not stuck in that day-to-day, you know, fight to complete projects. And I really think that from my experience in the past and from what we've done, we can really be out and help some of these companies create, you know, the future. And as we say here, you know, go build what's next.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you on the next episode, guys.
Thanks, Devin.
Thanks, Devin.
Hey, Tribe. I hope this is really starting to digest for you like it is for me. I am so pumped to have them for my local window and door company in Colorado. And it's not easy. These guys are tenacious. They're there. They're answering the questions. Change is tough. But they broke it down into four easy steps. Number one, you got to take the next step. And I am so honored to announce to the Tribe here that we have a next step when it comes to their first step. If you go in the first 10, now you got to go do this right away because these guys are blowing up. So the first 10 employers that go in and put in AOC free, all in caps, AOC free in caps, whatever package you select, you're going to get 2 years for the price of 1 year. These guys are a startup that you're getting in. So go sign up and take advantage of this. So number one, take the next step, AOC free, all caps. Number two, find candidates. That's what they're actively working on. Get on their social media platforms. They're working hard and they're living by doing. They did this. They are going places. Number three, build from ground up, construct. Stop chasing unicorns. Build up your business, look yourself in the mirror, and go get people that can build up and put the right person in your right seat. And step four, own your future. And we're honored to be here on the Art of Construction, breaking down these construction silos that we've magically and passionately stopped chasing those unicorns. Partner with the ground up construct. 1, 2, 3, 4, AOC free. Go sign up. Crush it out there. Thanks for being a member of the Tribe.